Martin has been in touch with us. More problems, it seems, for Ulster Bank customers. Good morning, Martin.
Yes, good morning.
What's been happening?
I've been trying to close my Ulster Bank account, and I've been advised that there's no closure going to be allowed until they've resolved all the IT issues. Now, what I've discovered is that the money has been credited back into my account, standing orders that had been paid out previously. And that money's now been credited back in on the 2nd of August. The problem with that is on one of the accounts that it was taken out of, I had no balance on it, so that's now putting me into overdraft in another banking institution. Mm-hmm. So they still seem to be having some serious issues with regard to consolidating accounts. And I just want to know when it's going to end. You know, when am I going to be able to close my accounts and walk away from Ulster Bank without any further problems?
Without any further problems and without any penalties?
Either way.
Yeah.
I mean, they do claim they're going to pay back the penalties, but that means me having to go to another bank and say, well, look, if money's coming out of there, you know, don't charge me, or I'll have to pay that charge and then claim it back from Ulster Bank at a future date.
How are you feeling, Martin?
Quite annoyed. Because, I mean, I tried to close my account on the 13th of July, and I was promised to check within a week, and it's now near the middle of August, and I've not received anything with regard to that. And I just don't understand why it's taken them so long to resolve this problem.
How long have you been with the Ulster Bank?
Nearly 10 years.
10 years.
You know, clearly I don't want to be with them anymore.
Yeah.
But we can't get out of them. And I know they've made statements that nobody's queuing up to leave the bank. It's because nobody can queue up and leave the bank. They're not letting people leave.
We've been in touch with them, and they simply say to us, many thanks for sending through the contact details for the customer. We do not comment on individual cases. We will speak directly to our customer and try to resolve their concerns. So they're describing you as their customer. Of course, you don't want to be their customer.
No, I don't want to be their customer any longer, no. I'm just fed up with a whole lot of it. I got stuck at the very beginning of it on the 22nd of June, and I had a month of taking money out of credit unions to cover my accounts, pay my bills. And, you know, and I was still in a situation where I just can't get out. I've opened up another bank account, but I've had to do all my switching on my own account because I couldn't rely on a switcher service.
Were you putting yourself into debt?
I'm not in debt. No,
oh,
I'm not
good.
In debt. But at the moment, I could be going into an overdraft on another banking because they're withdrawing a standing order that had been paid across on the 16th of July. They're now pulling it back to put back into my account.
Yeah, you're taking from Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, so they're taking it.
Yeah.
Well, they're taking it from another, well, from the Northern Bank, which has no funds in it at the moment. So they're going to take £50 out of that in effect, put back into my account, and put me into an overdraft at the Northern Bank. Which to me is not acceptable.
Are you going to send them an invoice?
I will be sending them an invoice, but it's the hassle of having to go to another banking institution to get the details of what's going on. So I'm having to do the running around that Ulster Bank should be doing on my behalf.
It's a mess, isn't it?
It's an absolute mess.